Proverbs Every Day, episode 300. It's true. We've done this for 300 days in a row without missing any, except for that one time, but we made up for it. Glad to be with you here today. Let me pray for you, and then we will get started. Father God, thank you for 300 days of conviction, 300 days of my friends here that are with me, that are your faithful servants. And so, Father, I do ask that you point us out to that path of having you say, well done. I do ask that you would give us the wisdom and the transformation of character that is necessary for us to live lives on this earth that point others to you. Father, we love you and pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And, frankly, you know what time it is. It's about that time for Proverbs Every Day. All right, Proverbs 25, another one of my favorites. We're in the New Living Translation, and this is a section of more Proverbs of Solomon. So these aren't just sayings of others like we had yesterday. These are some more Proverbs of Solomon collected by the advisors of King Hezekiah of Judah. It is God's privilege to conceal things and the king's privilege to discover them. No one can comprehend the height of heaven, the depth of the earth, or all that goes on in the king's mind. Remove the impurities from silver, and the sterling will be ready for the silversmith. Remove the wicked from the king's court, and his reign will be made secure by justice. So again, this is another reference to that concept of increasing your average. But in something as critical as government, gosh, it's just that much more important. And I really, I wish it was more of a thing, but it is what it is, right? And we're in that pathway, in that season. It is what it is. In any event, it's important to have people around you that are sterling, that are people that are have impurities removed, that are convicted of character, is important because that helps you remain the same. Verse 6, don't demand an audience with the king, or push for a place among the great. It's better to wait for an invitation to the head table than to be sent away in public disgrace. Very, very true. I'm like most people that I've had my struggles with this of wanting to kind of force myself in kind of thing, but ultimately that's not what we're supposed to be doing here. So wait for that invitation. Just because you've seen something, don't be in a hurry to go to court. For you, what will you do in the end if your neighbor deals you a shameful defeat? When arguing with your neighbor, don't betray another person's secret. Others may accuse you of gossip, and you will never regain your good reputation. Which is true. We've talked about this before, where gossip is a particular kind of demon, a particular kind of nastiness that it's hard for people to get past. One, the gossip that has been said that goes into the belly, like we've heard, you know, it goes deep. But two, they don't really think well of the person who's doing the gossip. That's a reputation thing that you never really get back. We have a natural tendency, and this is an appropriate tendency, to not trust people who have been gossiping, because you know they're going to be gossiping against you as easily as they're, you know, gossiping with others or against others. So it is very, we become protective, and rightfully so. It's important. So there's that. Let's see. Timely advice is lovely, like golden apples in a silver basket. Timely advice. To one who listens, valid criticism is like a gold earring or gold jewelry. And I've said before, I think, that I really, when it comes to correction, I think correction is best in a one-on-one kind of thing. But constructive criticism is something that we can all participate in. We just have to be very careful about how we do it. If it is just you trying to be right and prove that I'm wrong, that's not really criticism. That's just, well, just kind of being a bully, actually. But, yeah. So, yeah, constructive criticism. Build on the good. Trustworthy messengers refresh like snow in summer. They revive the spirit of their employer. A person who promises a gift but doesn't give it is like clouds and wind that bring no rain. Sometimes I think there are good intentions, and I need to get out of, I have a bad habit of promising my intentions. What I mean by that is, like, when I reply to an email, it's like, yes, I'll get you that today. And then I don't. What does that make me if I don't do that? You know, what does that say about me if that's the way I operate? You know, I need to get better about my wording. You know, it's like, I'll try to get that to you today, or I would like to get to that today. You know, something like that. I need to transfer my language, because I don't want to be a person who promises something or a gift and doesn't give it, you know, like clouds and wind that bring no rain. This is like just disappointing. I don't want to be that. I want to be a person of character that is that our words matter. Patience can persuade a prince, and soft speech can break bones. Ooh. Do you like honey? I couldn't resist. I don't know why I did that. Do you like honey? Don't eat too much, or it will make you sick. But pretty easy advice there, I guess. Don't visit your neighbors too often, or you will wear out your welcome. Telling lies about others is as harmful as hitting them with an axe, wounding them with a sword, or shooting them with a sharp arrow. Verse 19, putting confidence in an unreliable person in times of trouble is like chewing with a broken tooth or walking on a lame foot. Yeah. And again, this is one of those where we're being cautioned against that, right? So we want to make sure we're proactive in avoiding this. That's what I'm saying here. So yeah, very important. Verse 20, singing cheerful songs to a person with a heavy heart is like taking someone's coat in cold weather and pouring vinegar on a wound. As in the Greek version, the Hebrew reads pouring vinegar on soda. It's hard for a lot of people to hear. You know, there are people that just like say things like, oh, I want to be joyful. You know, I'm always joyful. There's a difference between being happy and joyful. And I think sometimes we miss that people that are in a season of having a heavy heart, if they're grieving, things like that, just trying to cheer them up just does more damage. It's not actually what's needed there. And I know I've said this almost every time, but the reality is that in that situation, and having been there and having dealt with depression vast majority of my life, there's just something to not trying to fix anything, not trying to change me, not trying to change my mood, just being there, you know. And if I need to say something, I say something. And if I don't say anything, it doesn't matter. But just being there is far more valuable and says more about how much you care about me than you coming up to me and just saying, you know, DJ, you just need to cheer up. You know, singing songs to me is just going to be noisy. It doesn't work. You know, if my heart is heavy like that, just be a friend. Verse 21, if your enemies are hungry, give them food to eat. If they are thirsty, give them water to drink. You will heap burning coals of shame on their heads, and the Lord will reward you. Yeah. This is often a hard one for people to get. Because that whole, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. It is killing them with kindness kind of thing. And it is it's easy to miss what this actually means and what this actually is. Being nice to someone, but not being nice to someone, is something we're warned against in other Proverbs about, you know, if you're wise, you spot these kind of things and you stay away from them. So in this kind of situation, you're not doing that. You're being genuine. And, you know, you're basically, you know, declaring them basically not to be your enemy at that point. That you might disagree, but you're not enemies. And then at that point, if they continue, then that heaps burning coals on their heads of shame if they don't reciprocate, if they don't also agree. But in any case, you're not doing it to have the coals of shame on their heads. You are doing this because you want to be that person of character that actually does care about others, even if they disagree with you. And you're letting God sort it out. That's why God will reward you, because you are disconnecting yourself from any kind of sense of justice or reward or penalty for that. You know, you're disconnecting yourself from that. You are just being the better person. Not because you're better, because you want them to be better. Big, big, big difference. And honestly, in our culture today, in our hyper, hyper politicized culture, we need to be people that are willing to be this. Not to see coals in their heads and that they burn by being, you know, a veiled nice to them, but to be genuinely caring about them and saying, you know what, I know you disagree with me, but you know, let's have dinner. You know, what do you need? You know, identifying their needs and meeting their needs. And if that transforms them, great. If it doesn't, that's on them and God. But you are now beyond that. And they may still persecute you, and they may still come against you. Sure. But you're disconnected from that. You're no longer at fault. You know, that's between them and God at that point. So what you do with that reveals more about what you believe about God and how you fear God than it does about you being right or wrong or anything about your character. It reveals your faith just as much. All right. Get a 300-minute sermon. 23. As surely as a north wind brings rain, a gossiping tongue causes anger. It's better to live alone in the corner of an attic than with a quarrelsome wife in a lovely home. It's a different translation. Interesting. Good news from far away is like cold water to the thirsty. Verse 26, if the godly give in to the wicked, it's like polluting a fountain or muddying a spring. It's not good to eat too much honey, and it's not good to seek honors for yourself. I just realized that this kind of goes to the above as well. And so if you eat too much honey, you get sick. Seek too many honors for yourself, you also get sick. A person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls. Yeah, honestly, anything can happen. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Man, I'm just stoked about 300. It's a weird little, you know, middle of the process kind of thing here. It's just a milestone number that sounds cool. I wish I had 300 subscribers on the day of 300. You know, that'd be awesome. And, you know, we're about, at the time of recording this, about 80 some odd away from that, 82, I think, subscribers away from 300. And again, it's not about the subscribers. It's not about those numbers or whatever. But I really am liking the transformation that's happening in my life because of this habit. And I really want to make it something where people have a habit as well. So I'm doing everything I can to make it available at a consistent time so that people can always be starting their day with this or putting this in their day whenever it makes sense. But I can't do this alone either. I need people to be continuing to be sharing this message. And so, yeah, I appreciate all of you who have shared this and have genuinely looked at people and said, you know what, there's this thing that DJ is doing, and I think you might get something out of it, you know, and having those kind of quality referrals, kind of a contextual kind of referral is really key. You know, if you just share the link, that's great, but honestly, you're making them do the heavy lifting at that point. What you want to do is share and say specifically, hey, get wisdom, make this part of a daily practice. You know, and that actually will yield returns for what I'm doing greater than anything else I could possibly imagine. I want to see more wisdom, more leadership, more just godly truth in the world. And so this is just one of many things that I have a desire to do. And so I do thank you. All of you that have been faithful to this and are, you know, dropping comments, all that kind of things. If you've had a difference that this has made in your life, I would love for you to put that in the comments today and say, you know what? I've noticed that this is different about my life because I've been reading a proverb every day. Whether you're reading it with me or not, if that's a habit you have, I would love to know what kind of difference it's made in your life. And let me celebrate with you. That'd be awesome. Let's see, a quick other logistics here, just for the month of April when I'm recording this. I actually have, I went a little crazy the other day, and for the 23rd, and I recorded this song, that, I just did a bunch of different versions of it, of the, once I wrote the lyrics, and so I'm trying to put together like a video, like for voting, and it has turned out to be this whole, you know, bits of drama. I'm hoping to get that done today as part of a celebration and have that out to you, later today. So watch for that video if I can today. If not, it'll be, hopefully by Saturday. But as part of the celebration, you know, hopefully you'll have that to look to and be able to, enjoy that. So, it might end up being, two videos actually, because it'll be so long. I just went crazy with like different genres of music, and I'm still not 100% happy with it, to be completely honest with you. But there was one version last night that was kind of stuck in my head, just because it's so unique. And I think, just kind of, I don't know, fits the theme really well. So it may not be my favorite anyway, but I'd love to know your favorites. So watch for that video later. We do have April and X still going on. And so that's going on, a giveaway along with that. The link's in the description for that. What else am I missing? Yeah. Just love to have you as a subscriber and love to serve you in that way. And I hope that you are blessed by the best. And then you can go and be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. We'll see you again tomorrow for 301. Bye now.
Before the earth was made, wisdom stood tall, knowing every step through the rise and the fall. In the pages of Proverbs, secrets unfold, revealing a treasure more precious than gold. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day. Proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise. It takes wisdom to get paid, to walk the right way, to make the right choices every single day. From the dawn of creation to the hustle and grind, Proverbs light the path for a clear state of mind. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day. You'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Wives shouldn't nag, men shouldn't brag. Shut your lips like a vice, show people you're wise. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day. Every verse, there's a lesson to learn, a spark of truth, in every turn. So take a moment, let the words sink in. With every chapter, let the journey begin. Chapter every day, let the words of wisdom show you the way. Get wise, open your eyes. Read a chapter every day, you'll realize. Guided by wisdom, let preparedness arise. Get wise, it's no surprise. A proverb a day will bring wisdom.